This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
Hey folks, this is Vince the Evil DM, the podfather of OSR Podcasting. We're back with another episode of the Evil DM Podcast. How are you doing out there, folks? I'm doing just fine on this Sunday morning. Well, no, it's afternoon here in the great state of Texas. That's right, the great state of Texas, the best state in the union. Kidding. Anyway, so TSR is back. I'm not sure how to feel about that. I mean, I grew up, obviously, in the 80s. Playing Dungeons & Dragons and 1st Edition D&D and Basic Edition D&D. And TSR was always the, you know, go-to game to play. Everybody wanted to play D&D, even though that we went through the whole Satanic Panic and all that other bullshit. But it's just weird to see them back after all these years. But, I mean, they're not exactly back. Let's face it, that's not the TSR from the 80s and the 90s. I don't care what they say. I know they did file for the trademark for TSR itself. If you take a look at trademarks, it's pretty easy. You can look up IP and trademarks listed here on the web. And they did file for their trademark on, filing date is on August 31st, 2020, officially, for the TSR Limited Liability Company in Wisconsin, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. It is assigned, but it is published to, it can be opposed. There's still some time. The trademark is live. They do have TSR Hobbies, and they're using the old TSR logo. Well, I shouldn't say the old one. The one that they, when it was the T, the dragon is the R. A dragon is the S, and then the R, that logo. I think that was around the second edition era of D&D is when they did that. So we did some more digging, and I did a while back with DM Matt of Roll for Initiative, because we were trying to figure it out when they first announced that they were back, what was going on. We thought Jason Elliott, our former co-host of Roll for Initiative, had owned the TSR name. Apparently he did not, and let that lapse, so these guys snatched it right up. Now, again, anything I say here, who knows? I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a trademark expert. Just going by what I'm reading and what people have been telling me. Could it be bullshit? I have no idea. So while they applied for this TSR logo, the TSR trademark for Wizards of the Coast still does exist and is still live. Granted, they are calling themselves TSR The Game Wizards. Slightly different. Not TSR Hobbies, not just TSR, which this company is doing. They're calling themselves TSR. But using TSR Hobbies, if you go on their website, which is TSR.games, they are calling themselves TSR The Hobby. TSR Hobby The Game Wizards, which is not them. That it's very confusing what they're doing here, and I'm not sure how far they're going to get away with that, because looking at the trademark for TSR The Game Wizards, that's looks like, let me pull that up here. That looks like it's going to be them as well. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a Wizards of the Coast was holding on to that trademark. I guess they're not. But they own everything about TSR. They bought it, regardless if they drop the actual TSR name. How are they going to do this? Sure, file the trademark, but they can't bring back the things that we had in the past because it's owned by Wizards of the Coast. Regardless if they let the actual name itself lapse, such as, Blackmore, which was canceled by Wizard of the Coast, the trademark. So they're trying to grab that as they file for that right now. That has been filed for opposition and is live, but it'll probably be opposed. I don't really think that they can bring that setting back. They definitely cannot bring back Dungeons & Dragons at all. So those that are out there screaming, D&D's back, it's not back. As much as I would love for TSR to take over D&D so we can get away from this mainstream bullshit that Wizards of the Coast is doing with D&D and, oh, orcs have feelings, and it's all this other bull crap. I want to go back to the D&D that I love that was just, you know, you play the game. Here is what the game is. You're heroes. You could be villains. And you're going to, you know, quest for fame, glory, and gold. And that's what D&D was all about. Adventure. Death lurks around the corner. That was D&D. Not what Wizards of the Coast is doing. This is, that. I hate to say it, but it's like Snowflake or pussification of D&D. Sorry. You don't walk around and everything is fair. Monsters aren't fair. You're supposed to learn how to run. And I've said that many times and don't care. So they filed for the trademark for Wizards of the Coast. For Blackmore. And as well as Star Frontiers, because that was abandoned in 2018. So they're trying to lap that up as well. Well, I could see them actually grabbing the the Star Frontiers and the Blackmore probably IP and trademarks. They can't bring back the old stuff. Remember, IP is still copyrighted by the owners who own it. Regardless, I can't go find an old game that someone's abandoned and be like, hey, it's mine now. And no, I'd have to recreate everything. So, I mean, I could see what a plan could be to go back. There are plenty of Dungeons & Dragons clones. Plenty. And I'm sure any one of those people that made a clone would be happy to work with TSR and make that the thing going forward. Such as Sword and Wizardry, for example. Osric. Any of the clones out there, pretty much, if TSR Company walked to them and said, hey, we want to use your clone as our D&D replacement, that author would probably more than likely be like, hell yeah, get to work on it and get an official company with the TSR logo. Heck, I know it would never be happening with me, but if they came and said, we want to use Mazes and Perils, I'd be like, what? And I would probably, you know, I would definitely work with them and do that, but that's never going to happen, so we don't have to worry about that. But I would freak out as an author if that happened. I'm sure any author would, unless they're, you know, wanting to buy it from them outright. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think either of those cases will happen whatsoever. Star Frontiers, they would have to make... they would have to recreate all the material for that, as well as represent the mechanics in a different way that's not to the original. Not that difficult, but... And with the brains behind it, I mean, they have Ernie Gygax and a bunch of other writers involved from TSR, probably past. So I just don't think they should have a problem at all figuring this all out. And while I didn't really care about Star Frontiers, maybe I'll care about it now. It wasn't a game I really played. I played it maybe a handful of times, and it was kind of a meh thing for me. And I never played in the Blackmoor world ever, so I don't really know much about the world itself. But I could see them recreating some of that stuff, but I don't think they could use the old stuff unless they get permission somehow. Not sure what to think here. So is TSR being back a good thing or a bad thing? Well, it's definitely better than the other attempt at TSR when we had Top Secret. No one really cared about that TSR, and Gygax Magazine got destroyed, basically, internally, externally, whatever, and destroyed TSR, that TSR, which doesn't exist anymore. I don't know. I know the Top Secret game still exists, but we'll see what happens with that. Maybe that'll go over to the third TSR now, which is the original TSR. I wish them the best of luck with going forward on this, and yeah, I definitely would like to see what they're going to do. I hope they do create some new material. There's nothing that says stopping them from creating their own first edition basic D&D, second edition modules, settings, as long as you do the open gaming license and never reference Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. So a simple fact on the cover, they can call it, you know, Dragons and Dungeons. That'd be funny. Just reverse the names around. I don't know. Tell me what you think. Head over to anchor.fm/TheEvilTM and you can leave a comment voicemail, I believe. So if you have the app, or you can go on the web and you can just, you know, leave a voicemail to shout out. Ask the DM at TheEvilTM.com. TheEvilTM.com is my website. You can go there if you want to support me as well, evildm.com/support. I'll give you all the ways you can support me. And I hope you have a good Sunday. Happy Father's Day to those fathers out there, because it is Father's Day. And I hope you're enjoying a nice Sunday with your children. You guys can sit back, relax, and, you know, have a few beers maybe, or a few drinks, or a cup of coffee with a nice donut, or a bagel or something, and just sit back and relax and enjoy the day with your kids and your wife, and just have a good old day. So this is the Evil DM saying keep it original, keep it old school, and remember, the book is just a guideline, not the law. Have a good one, folks. Good night.